Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following program is paid for by Hennepin Healthcare. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Hennepin Healthcare or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of NewsTalk 830 WCCO or Intercom Communications. Hennepin Healthcare, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty care centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center, presents Healthy Matters. As always, consult your physician if you have health concerns. Here's Roshini Rajkumar with Hennepin Health Internal Medicine Physician, Dr. David Hilden.
Good Sunday to you. Roshini Rajkumar here, along with your host, Dr. David Hilden of Hennepin Healthcare. And we have a really great topic this morning, especially ahead of the holidays. And even though holiday celebrations are getting limited numbers-wise, you still are probably going to be around children at some point during the holidays, whether your own or others. So the topic of child injury prevention is so important. Dr. Hilden, I'm guessing you deal with a lot of this at Hennepin Healthcare.
Hi, Roshini. Indeed, we do. And good morning, everybody. It is a huge topic for people, and we try to cover it at least once a year. We try to bring in some of our experts, and that's what we're doing today, to give people some tips about how to keep children safe. I'll ask my guests, which that we'll introduce in just a moment, I'll ask them some of this. But Hennepin Healthcare is one of the nation's leading pediatric trauma centers. What I mean by that is the outcomes for children who get injured or hurt or sick are as good as they are anywhere in the whole country. One of the things we can do is education. We can help people so that your child doesn't have to get in the first place. And so many of us have our own stories of childhood injuries. I one time fell through the ceiling of our house when I was just a baby onto the concrete laundry room floor below me. So I've had my own share of childhood injuries, and it probably explains a lot about why I am the way I am today.
What happened? Did they rush you to the emergency room?
I should ask my folks, what did you actually do? You know, so I'm in my room on the first floor of our house in South Minneapolis on Colfax Avenue. And apparently there was a little hole in the floor that was for laundry from a previous era. And somebody had just put little acoustic tiles over that little hole in the floor, the little laundry chute. And I, a little toddler, I stepped on that from the first floor, fell right through the ceiling, and landed on the concrete floor 8 feet below me in the basement. I must not have hit my head. I don't know. But my sister, I think, found me. And so that, we still laugh about that in my family. But But it's not like lying on the floor isn't funny in the slightest. But now we laugh about it.
Well, Dr. Hilden, if you can get through something like that and live to tell the tale, there's really nothing you can't do at Hennepin Healthcare.
I don't know. You know, I think it probably changed me forever. You know, I must not have hit my head. That must not be it. Yeah. But it is Child Injury Prevention Month, and there's events coming up on Wednesday. We're going to talk about some things you can do to become involved. There's Twitter chats. There's even some giveaways for some Target gift cards coming up in the coming week. And so people are going to want to listen in for that.
Right. And you do have some great guests coming up after our short break. And I want to remind you, you can ask questions of Dr. Hilden and his guests this morning. Phone and text lines are open, 651-989-9226. And we want to hear from you, whether you're a parent, a grandparent, a neighbor. I'm a parent, but our kids are grown, so we don't have to worry about our own kids. But I do think about this on a regular basis, Dr. Hilden, because I have the cutest nephew ever. He's 20 months, and he is in that stage of just running, running, running. So I'm sure I have lots of questions for your guests, too. But, you know, different age brackets bring different issues of safety, right?
Indeed, they do. And I know I saw that you put on your Twitter feed a picture of the stairs, and your little 20-month-old can probably take a flying leap off the top of those stairs if you're not careful. And so, and little toddlers are so busy. They're busy, busy, busy. They're moving around. And
they're curious, right?
They're curious. Yeah, it's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be exploring their world. And so you have to be careful around homes, even if it's not your own, well, maybe especially if it's not your own kids, because your home might not be so childproof, if you will. And so, yeah, it makes a huge difference about when you have little kids over. Are you being careful? We can also talk to our guest today about things like fire safety, Christmas tree safety, candles, fires, all that other kind of stuff. That even if you're not visiting your relatives, and we're frankly not recommending that you do, but even if you're just at your own home with your Christmas trees and your fireplace and all those things, we're going to talk about some topics along those lines after the break.
Yes, and Dr. Hilden, real quickly before we go to break, I know that we get a lot of text questions about COVID. We don't always get to all of them. We'll try today, later, but we're really focusing on child injury prevention. A quick tip, I know Hennepin Healthcare has created a link to answer questions. Do you want to give a quick hit on that?
Yeah, I want people to go to hennepinhealthcare.org/injury prevention. It's a cool site, actually, hennepinhealthcare.org/injury prevention. And there's all kinds of information about what's coming up in the coming week.
Okay, sounds great. All right, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back with Healthy Matters, Dr. Hilden and I will take your calls, 651-989-9226, and text questions. He will also introduce our fabulous guests. And right now, you can ask a couple doctors and a nurse about child injury prevention. Rashini Rajkumar, along with your host of Healthy Matters, Dr. David Hilden. And we are covering child injury prevention, Dr. Hilden. Why don't we meet our guests?
Thanks, Rashini. We have two guests today, both of whom are veterans of the show, have been on in the past years. First is Julie Philbrook. She is a registered nurse and is the trauma prevention coordinator at Hennepin Healthcare. And the second is Dr. Andrew Karagu. He is a critical care pediatrician, and he is the medical director for the pediatric intensive care unit also at Hennepin. Let's start. First of all, welcome to both of you. And Julie, I'd like to start with you. Tell us about what you've got going on for Injury Prevention Week this coming week.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be back on. We're very excited to join 40 sites nationally. We're part of an injury-free coalition for kids, and this is going to be our Injury Prevention Day. It's going to be on Wednesday across the nation, and some of the things we're doing is the color designated is green, so we're lighting up the Lowry Bridge and Nicollet Mall green to raise some awareness to the problem with injury prevention or injuries for children. And then we have a live Twitter chat, which is going to be a national chat starting at 12 noon. And all that information is on the website that you mentioned, the hennepinhealthcare.org/injury prevention. So people can join in there and share their things that have happened or questions, as well as hear from others. And then we are doing a little bit of a contest for people. We'd like them to go around their home, look for things they can change with their children and make their home safer, and they might win a gift card to Target.
Are you asking parents to, like, go around your house with your child in tow, or are they supposed to just do it on, so your children can maybe, well, some of them are going to be kind of little, but to look for things around your home.
Yeah. So for, we'd really encourage you to kind of go on a scavenger hunt. There's an injury or a list of home hazards that you can take a look at. Maybe have your child help you change the battery in the smoke detector, and also let them hear the sound of it so that when they do hear it, they're not scared, and talk about what to do. And, look under cupboards and, go on a scavenger hunt with them and discuss what things you can do to make it safe and get them to participate. They may even find things that you haven't seen.
How will they know, Julie, how to send in their list of things they found?
Yeah, so on the website is an email address. It's just to send an email, list 3 to 5 things that you plan to do or did do to make your home safer.
I'm looking at that site right now. It's hennepinhealthcare.org/injury prevention. You know, this is, my kids are also older, and so they're not, well, I hope they're not quite as, have the same risks. But we had, just last week, we have a glass pumpkin on our mantel place. And this, for Halloween, it has a light inside. It's, kind of a knick-knacky thing, but it's about the size of a real pumpkin. And the cord went down the side of the fireplace, and our dog knocked the cord over. This glass pumpkin shattered on the ground. I could just imagine if that were a child. I bet cords and electrical things are a problem.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're a problem for adults as well as children, but exposed cords, that's at their eye level. Get down on the level, crawl around your house and take a look at your house from your child's level and see what's interesting. That's why the outlets themselves are a danger and kids try to put things in there because that's at their level. But covering those up, either moving the furniture or putting covers on there will help. It's really good to look at your home from the perspective of your child.
Thanks, Julie. I was going to introduce our second guest, a guy I've known for some years, and I've often said that if you are a parent and your child is unfortunately ill or injured badly and is in the intensive care unit, the person you want to walk in is Dr. Carago. He is an outstanding physician, exceptionally smart, and perhaps one of the more kind people I've ever met. Dr. Carago, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great, Andrew.
Oh, thank you so much for that kind introduction. And, apologies to you and your parents for your tumble when you were younger.
I think I got lucky.
Scary.
I think I got lucky with that one, Andrew. Hey, you're the medical director of the pediatric intensive care unit, and you so you see kids and families when they're at a really vulnerable place. What do you see in the PEDS ICU? Is it mostly illnesses? Is it injuries? And when it is injuries, what kinds of things are you seeing that that land people and children in the hospital?
Traditionally, at Hennepin, the large number of children that we admit to our ICU are children who've been injured. We do see, of course, other illnesses, children with asthma and diabetic ketoacidosis, respiratory illnesses, but we've seen a lot of injuries, a lot of falls, motor vehicle accidents. We will occasionally see children who've been victims of violence. It's a whole host of different injuries. And the thing is, and which is one of the things which got me engaged really in this field of injury prevention, is that a lot of these injuries are potentially preventable.
I'll bet they are. And I bet parents feel, probably have some mixed emotions when their kid is in there and they feel like, what could I have done to prevent this? I'll bet that's a hard, hard thing for a parent to go through, to see your kid knowing that maybe that could have been prevented.
Yes. For the vast majority of these children, fortunately, I'm able to tell their parent is that this was maybe kind of a wake-up call that, your child is doing well, your child will recover, and will be able to go home with you eventually. And so it's time to, just as Julie was saying, take a look around your home. Make sure you have window guards so that their kid isn't going to, fall out the window the next time that you have, you're encouraging your children to wear a helmet. You know, we had a kid some years back, and you and I might have even talked about this kid, a young boy who was riding his bicycle in South Minneapolis, but the good thing was wearing his helmet. And he was hit by a vehicle that was going maybe about 30 or 40 miles per hour. And it was all caught on videotape. And that kid came to the hospital, was in the ICU, essentially overnight, and went home the next day. His helmet didn't do so good, but his noggin did wonderfully. And we use that as an example to say, look, just with wearing your helmet, making sure your child is wearing their seatbelt or properly strained in a vehicle, can do so much to prevent your child from having a much more serious injury than they would have.
We're going to talk about that more after the break, because that is a great example, the helmet thing. My wife and I, were sitting on our front step, and we routinely see kids biking home from school or wherever they are without their helmet. Without it all, but the helmet's on the handlebars. And we sort of busted one little kid. She put her helmet on at, you know, three houses before she got home, I think, to kind of show her parents that she was wearing it. But then she took it off when she thought she was out of sight of her own home. So we have a lot of work to do with our kids to make sure they do wear their helmets. Rashini, I think we're going to take a quick text. Do we have time for that before the break?
We do. We've got about a minute, and this is a good one. So I want to get it in before we go to break and remind people you can call these three fabulous healthcare guests, 651-989-9226. Text or call your questions. This listener says, thank you for taking our questions. Who oversees and puts together national guidelines for child prevention and safety? Also, are there any local Minnesota organizations that are available?
Kelly, do you want to handle that one?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, yes, there's a variety of organizations. The Centers for Disease Control does a lot of the research and recommendations, so that's a good place to look. But we're also work with Safe Kids, which is a national organization. If you go to safekids.org, that has a plethora of all the injuries and suggestions and fun things for kids to do. And then, like I said, we're a consortium of 40 pediatric trauma centers for injuryfree.org and Injury Free Coalition for Kids. So there's a lot. And we do have, like I said, on the Hennepin Healthcare website, links to a lot of that. And so, yeah, there's a lot of information. And also just your local police and fire. They love to come out and talk about that before the injury happens. And also our ambulance services and paramedics. They would much rather talk to people before than during and after.
Go ahead, Andrew, real quickly.
Yeah, and I also want to add that the Minnesota Department of Health as well is part of helping to set guidelines and working very closely with the Centers for Disease Control.
All right. Well, it's very clear, Dr. Hilden, you chose the right guests for Child Injury Prevention Week. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, your calls and text 651-989-9226. Roshini Rajkumar back with you, along with your host of Healthy Manners, Dr. David Hilden, and our special guest today, Dr. Andrew Kuriagu. He is the medical director for the Pediatric Intensive Care Unit at Hennepin Healthcare. And Julie Philbrook, she is an RN and is the coordinator of the Trauma Prevention Center at Hennepin Healthcare. All right, we've got calls and texts coming in, but let's go through some of this kind of holiday safety checklist and other child prevention safety tips, Dr. Hilden.
That'd be great. And well, Julie, could you give us some, you know, and first of all, just a shout out to the music that just came in, like The Ceiling Can't Hold Us. I think that might be a reference to the fact that I fell through the ceiling.
Absolutely.
If you missed the beginning of the show.
Devin is the best. Devin, with music that fits.
Dr. Devin, that cannot have been a coincidence. I can't believe, yeah, that was hysterical, buddy. Anyway, Julie, can you give our listeners some practical tips for keeping their home safe during this upcoming 6 weeks of holiday seasons?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. Hennepin also has a level 1 burn center, and we start to see a lot of burns and injuries coming into that, as well as our pediatric and adult centers. And one of the things that we're starting to see as it's getting colder is people having fires in their fireplaces with the glass doors. And so while you're separating your child from the direct flame, those glass doors get extremely hot. And we've had a lot of young kids come in with that have fallen or gone up and touched those doors and gotten serious, serious burns to the palm of their hands. So that's something to look at in your home. Even though you feel like you have kind of a barrier up, you need to add another barrier.
That never occurred to me before.
Screen. Yeah, it happens more. We've already had a couple this year. So again, you feel like, oh, you know, it's closed off. They're not going to get into the flame, but they actually get burned by the glass. So again, talking to your kids about it, but especially those toddlers, building up some kind of barrier around it so that they can't get, because they're very mesmerized by the fire. I mentioned the making sure you've got the working smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. And we know about, you know, checking the batteries, but having the kids help you, again, change those batteries and talk to them what it's about. The candles, you know, a lot of the holidays, people love to have candles out, and maybe consider getting the ones with the light bulb versus the flame, because those can tip over, they can get, clothes can get near them, and the fire will start. Plus, again, kids are very mesmerized by fire flames, so they'll be drawn to that. So that's just a few things, again, to look around your house as you add new things that kids are going to be intrigued by.
I remember, and this is for you, Andrew, when our daughter was little, I don't know, 2 years old or something, excuse me, we found her on the kitchen floor with a bottle of iron tablets open next to her. There were, one of us was taking iron supplementation. Everybody thinks, well, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, we didn't know if she had taken any. So we had to take her to the hospital and they had to do x-rays and the like, and she turned out to be fine. But there's an issue with medications and even just vitamins in children. Can you give us some thoughts about how we can be safe around medication? Particularly, grandma might have her pill bottles and it looks like candy to a kid. How do we know? What are some tips for safety there? And how do you know if your kid has ingested any? What are you looking for?
So for sure, thanks for bringing up that issue. Safe medication storage is essential. And especially with, although this season, because of COVID, we are trying to keep grandma and grandpa safe and maybe might not be hanging out with them as much. But your own medications, making sure that they are safely stored in a place that's not accessible. Unfortunately, nowadays we have vitamins that look like and are made to taste like candy, right? So you think of your gummy bear multivitamins. I mean, even other mineral supplements are now being made in gummy form. And ingestion of a lot of those can create problems. You talked about iron, which can, which while important, can also harm someone if taken in large quantities, because it can cause, you know, GI bleeding. It can make someone go into shock, and iron poisoning has actually killed children. So it is really important to make sure if you have medicine bottles that they're safely closed, tightly closed, that and things are kept far away from children. And, you know, talking about things that children can put in their mouths, a lot of us now are doing laundry using laundry pods. So making sure that those laundry pods, which look nice and cute and so delectably delicious, that they are kept far away as possible from children, and safely, the covers of those bottles are safely closed so that they are not accessible to children.
Could I ask you a follow-up on that one, Andrew? The laundry pod issue is so huge, and I hadn't used those before, but we have them now. We also have them for our dishwasher. They're these little teeny things. Why are they so dangerous to kids if they get, isn't it just soap? Why are they so dangerous?
Yes, because the materials in them, which while colored, you know, purple or green, orange or whatever, is caustic to the airway, to your GI tract. It can actually cause a burn. And of course, you know, if you ingest it, it may also be some of the products may also be poisonous, but it's, you're worried about the burn that those materials could cause.
Can I ask a follow-up on that, doctors? Okay, so I have a true confessional. This goes way back to when I was a kid. My little brother, who's almost 3 years younger than I, and I can't remember exact ages, but let's just say 7 and 4. And we were playing with these little plastic duckies in a pond thing. And we were playing, must have been playing like pharmacy, because I was giving it to him like medicine. And guess what? He swallowed one. And to this day, I still get teased about this scenario because he was rushed to the ER. They never found it, so in an x-ray, so eventually came out. But what are your tips for, and I don't laugh at the fact that I did that, but because I was in big trouble, but what are your tips for kids and kids together and the safety? You know, we as adults are talking about preventing injury, but how do we teach our kids to be safe with each other?
And part of it is really having that conversation. Of course, making sure that that your kids are, even though it's so difficult, easier now because we are all closed up in the house trying to stay away from COVID, but they are in your direct supervision, but talking to your kids about why not to do these things. And it gets difficult, right? So, and as the kids get older, then you hear about different challenges, right? Teenagers challenging each other to the most recent and most dangerous challenge has been the Benadryl challenge, where people are being asked to ingest large amounts of Benadryl, or we had the cinnamon challenge where people are different challenges that teenagers get that can make them ingest things that cause them harm.
Great. Yeah, so, great to know. And really just having those honest conversations and maybe letting the kids be involved in those conversations.
So there's a challenge to take Benadryl tablets, kids challenging other kids.
Yep.
I haven't heard of that.
Wow, that's scary, actually.
It is. I heard about the cinnamon challenge. You know, that made the rounds for a while. But boy, what kids ask each other to do, for like a dare. There's always something new.
Right. All right. Well, we do have some texts coming in, and reminding people you can call and text us 651-989-9226 in our remaining few minutes with our guest today. At what age or weight is it safe to put a child in a booster car seat?
Okay, well, this is Julie. We want to make sure kids stay in the car seats that they are as long as possible. So, for example, we want kids to be rear-facing sometimes to 2 or 3 years old, if the seat allows. So look at the directions for your car seat. In Minnesota, you have to be in a car seat or booster by law till age 8, but we know that kids probably don't fit in an adult seatbelt till they're 10 or 12. So it really is more about how it fits. And so there's a lot of child passenger safety resources on our variety of websites. You can go to hennepinhealthcare.org, and I have a site under our trauma prevention program. But kids should be in a car seat or booster until the upper weight limit of the seat. Some of them go up to close to 100 pounds or more. So really look at the directions. A very, very good question. We tend to always move kids sooner. I always tell people a graduation up from a toddler seat to a booster seat isn't really a graduation. It's actually a demotion in safety. The longer you're in a 5-point harness, the safer you are. So we really don't want to push those limits. We want to keep them in the most restrained as long as possible and look at the car seat directions.
All right. Well, we have a question coming in that I want to get to because this listener is obviously in some distress. And they're saying it's not really the subject today, but it might be. This person says, my son has many underlying conditions, had bad stomach pain, went to ER, sat for six hours. Others there got up and left. He did too. Where can we go for care if we need the ER? So they're not explaining any more about the condition, but just that it sounds like we're not treated at the ER, doctors and Julie.
That's an interesting, this is David, that's an interesting thing because our hospitals right now are absolutely positively bursting at the seams. It is something like I've never seen in 20 years. But yet, we're here to help. And so that is hard to hear, that you go to an emergency department and it's so busy you can't even get care. Dr. Karagu, can you help us out with that? How is the emergency department at the various children's hospitals across the metro area, as far as you know?
And they are variably busy, but I think if your child is in distress, and especially since it may be something that is potentially life-threatening, then if the ED that is closest to you is not available, then you can bring your child to an ED down in the cities, whether it's the Hennepin Emergency Department or the Emergency Department of Masonic or Children's, any of the Children's Emergency Departments. It's important. And this is one of the things that we've been a little bit worried about. You know, with COVID, people have been avoiding coming to the emergency department for things that generally would. And this is, I think, even an issue with adult patients, where you've seen fewer people presenting with chest pain than generally would, you know, who have heart disease and so on. But if your child is sick and needs to be seen, then they need to be seen. And if the closest ED to you is not able to help you, then you can find an ED at a larger center where they may be able to accommodate you.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. That is us. We talk about it every single day during this COVID pandemic time about a hospital availability. So you should know that the pediatric healthcare system in the state of Minnesota is second to none. So I I concur with that. You can find a pediatric provider and to help you. But I apologize. Well, I don't apologize. It wasn't me. But I'm sorry.
Definitely empathize. Yeah,
I empathize with you. Yeah.
All right. We have to take a quick break and remind you in our remaining little couple minutes with Dr. Karagu and Julie Philbrook. Get in your calls and text 651-989-9226. We'll be right back. Rashini Rajkumar back with you, along with your host, Dr. David Hilden. Our guest today, Dr. Andrew Karagu. He is a critical care pediatrician, medical director for the Pediatric Intensive Care Unit at Hennepin Healthcare, and Julie Philbrook, an RN, who is the trauma prevention coordinator there. We don't have a lot of time, but we do have a couple texts coming in that I want to make sure we get to. One person here is a former pediatric nurse. She'd like you to address the issue of fluids and keeping a kid hydrated when there's a fever.
Andrew, do you want to take that one?
Oh, yeah. I think with illness in general, and, you know, when someone has a fever, they tend to lose fluid, because one of the ways that someone bodies handle the fever is to release heat through sweating, so you can get quite dehydrated. I, of course, ideally, is you want to make sure that the reason for the fever is being addressed.
So is there a minimum per hour, or is it basically kid by kid?
I think you just encourage your child to drink fluids to keep hydrated. I mean, you can't force them. Sometimes they are feeling so sick that they are not able to, they have little interest, or perhaps whatever their illness is keeps them from keeping fluids down, in which case you definitely want them to be seen because they might need IV fluids.
Thank you, Andrew. So we are going to, we've run out of time, and I can't thank you enough for getting out such good information to our listeners. We have been talking with registered nurse Julie Philbrook, who has for quite some time now been leading up our trauma prevention program, and we have at Hennepin Healthcare, and Dr. Andrew Karagu, a pediatric intensivist and the medical director of our pediatric intensive care unit. I want to thank both of them for being on the show. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Julie. Julie, you have in 30 seconds. Could you tell us about what's going on this coming week and what the website is?
Yes. So the website for our Injury Prevention Day is hennepinhealthcare.org/injuryprevention. And we have contest for people to put in their home safety plans. Their email address is on there and a checklist. We're also, if you want to send a photo of you and your family wearing green, which is our color, you can enter that as well. So all the activities that we're doing, and it's a national program. So join in, Twitter chat on Wednesday. A lot of fun stuff.
Thank Dave. You, Julie. That's yes, Andrew.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage people to look out for green is the color of safety. Look out for the Nicollet Mall being lit up green, the Lowry Bridge. We're also partnering with Children's Minnesota, which is another IFCK site, so Allianz Stadium. And also to encourage people to think about safety in general. ATV season is here. You know, make sure your kids are riding safely on ATVs. Hunting season is here, making sure weapons in the home are safely stored, ammunition separate from the weapon.
Lots of great tips for parents to look at and go to the HennepinHealthcare.org site. Thanks so much to our guests today. Dr. Hilden, I know time is just ticking, but I want to remind people next Sunday, delirium is the topic. And if you can also let people know, November 29th is our open lines, hot topics. How can they reach out for the topics they want to cover on that show?
Leave us your hot topic at myhealthymatters.org. Leave us what you'd like us to talk about that Sunday after Thanksgiving. Myhealthymatters.org. And everybody have a safe weekend.
All right, Rashini Rajkumar and Dr. David Hilden, wishing you a healthy week.
The previous program was paid for by Hennepin Healthcare. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Hennepin Healthcare or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Talk 830 WCCO or Intercom Communications.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.